This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India. The decision was taken at a meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi this morning. This move is expected to benefit approximately 25,74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. The Cabinet has also given the nod to the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31, along with the extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said AI regulation must follow a techno-legal approach, not just standalone laws. Mr. Vaishnav made this remark while speaking at a session on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos. He also firmly rejected the International Monetary Fund chief's remark, calling India a second-tier AI power. Citing Stanford rankings, he said India stands third globally in AI preparedness. Meanwhile, Mr. Vaishnav met IBM CEO Arvind Krishna and Meta Chief Global Affairs Officer Joel Kaplan in Davos. In a social media post, the minister said an investment worth $70 billion is confirmed in AI infrastructure. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has called upon the global community to adopt a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism as the world order is undergoing a profound transformation. Dr. Jaishankar stated this in his opening remarks during talks with his Spanish counterpart Jose Manuel Alvarez Bueno in New Delhi today.
It is more imperative than ever before for nations to collaborate on shared challenges. This is particularly the case with respect to combating terrorism, where both India and Spain have been victims. The world must display zero tolerance towards terrorism.
Later in the day, the visiting dignitary called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. In a social media post, the president expressed happiness at the launch of the India-Spain Dual Year of Culture, Tourism and Artificial Intelligence. The Ministry of Power today released a new draft National Electricity Policy 2026, which aims to transform the power sector to meet the vision of Vikasit Bharat at 2047. The Power Ministry said the policy targets per capita electricity consumption of 2,000 kilowatt-hour by 2030 and over 4,000 kilowatt-hour by 2047. The per capita electricity consumption reached 1,460 kilowatt-hour in 2024-25. Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu today inaugurated helicopter services in Shimla, marking a major boost to air connectivity in the hill state. With the launch, daily helicopter services will operate from the Sanjoli helipad in Shimla to Bhuntar Airport in Kullu district and to Rikhongpyo in Kinnaur district. Additionally, helicopter services between Chandigarh and the Sanjoli helipad will run 3 days a week. The Chief Minister said the initiative will greatly benefit general public and promote adventure and religious tourism in the state. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today accepted the invitation of US President Donald Trump to be a part of the Gaza Board of Peace, which consists of world leaders. The office of the Israeli Prime Minister made the announcement on social media platform. Mr. Netanyahu's office, however, had earlier criticized the makeup of the executive committee of the board, which includes Israel's regional rival Turkey. The Board of Peace was unveiled by the Trump administration as part of Phase 2 of the ceasefire agreement with Hamas to end the Israel-Gaza conflict. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said Greenland is not a natural part of Denmark, calling it a legacy of colonialism that violates the spirit of the UN Charter. Speaking at a news conference yesterday, Mr. Lavrov said Greenland was historically a colony of Norway and Denmark, and it only became an associated territory of Denmark in the mid-20th century. In men's cricket, India will take on New Zealand in the first T20 of the five-match series in Nagpur today. The match will start at 7 p.m. The 79th National Football Championship for Santosh Trophy began in Assam today. Rajasthan defeated Uttarakhand 3-0 at Dhemaji in the first fixture. And with that, we end this news bulletin.